Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And this particular weekend, we'll be talking about all of those things. There's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on within our Department of Natural Resources. This time of year, when the General Assembly is in session, it is even more so. A lot of stuff going on. We had the bill to increase hunting license fees drop this week after many weeks of speculation. I published the increases in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and for those of you who picked that up or saw it online, that was interestingly received by a lot of people. The reactions that I heard, I was at the Central Maryland National Wild Turkey National Wild Turkey Federation banquet last night in Glen Burnie, 300 people in attendance, and I heard everything from "we got to stop that SOB" to, you know, "it's been a long time since they raised the licenses, and, you know, I guess they need the money." Well, you know, that's the range, and everything in between. Also on licensing, we have the Compass system, the DNR new licensing system for fishing and hunting licenses coming online next week with a couple of test facilities. I think there are four test facilities throughout Maryland that are going online with the new Compass system. Talked to several of those dealers that are going to be selling licenses and who are going to be testing out the new Compass system. There are some issues from the dealers, some concerns, and some concerns, I'm sure, will be taking place when that goes into effect starting on Monday. And this is not all the license agents. This is only four throughout the state that we know of. And some of them are ready, some of them aren't. Most of the shops are not ready, and you will probably see a decrease in the independent stores that will be providing fishing and hunting licenses. The investment in the not only the hardware but the software has to come from the dealer. It's a financial investment. And not only that, they have to be bonded to make sure that the state gets its money that they collect, you know, from you when you purchase a license. The biggest concern about the – well, there are two concerns about the Compass system going online. And one is the amount of time that has to be spent with each individual customer that you're going to have to spend giving information to the dealer who is issuing the license. The biggest concern is having to collect your Social Security number. Now, there's no workaround on that. As far as, you know, having to, you can't not give your license. If you don't give your license, it doesn't appear to me that you're going to be able to get a license. You can refuse at the time of the purchase. You must give an email address. You will be contacted privately by email if you so desire, or you just give it right there. And at that point, if you do not give your Social Security number, you will not be issued a license. I mean, you can act like you're going through the purchase, but long story short, without that identifier, out the Social Security number, you're not going to get a license. So here's the rules and regulations. The department is required to collect a Social Security number of a recreational license applicant by Natural Resources Article 4-205 4-205I and 10-301-3 in the Annotated Code of Maryland. It is a law. It is a law. It is not an option, and the dealer is not responsible for that law. That would be your General Assembly. The new license system, Compass, will collect Social Security information, and the system will be available at license agents at the end of March. So they're rolling it out 1st of March here at these four test sites. The department understands the public's concern with providing a Social Security number publicly, and there are two opportunities to provide this information privately. And this is from the department. This is from the young lady in charge of this process. Number one, prior to the rollout of the new system, the department will develop a press release inviting licensed applicants to submit their user information online. Once enrolling in the Compass system, a licensed applicant is issued a DNR ID. This number is a unique identifier for the applicant. Once online, an applicant can purchase their license or take the DNR ID number, Once online, an applicant can purchase their license or take the DNR ID number and purchase at license agent. That doesn't make sense. I think it means that you can take your ID number and, you know, take it to the shop and get your license. The way it's written is grammatically incorrect. This way, the applicant does not need to supply the license agent with their Social Security number. You've done that online already. If an individual refuses to provide a license agent with their Social Security number, the agent may still process the license sale. Excuse me. However, the applicant must provide an email address. After the sale, the department will email the individual requesting they provide their Social Security number electronically. If the individual does not provide the information, they will be unable to purchase a license in the future until it is provided. Again, once they have provided this information, they may use their DNR ID for future purchases, which I'm assuming is going to also be your hunting license also too as well. So, numerous multiple emails back and forth from folks in the IT department and the folks that I talked to in fisheries. I was able to get a response from our IT director last evening, actually, regarding the commitment to provide ample privacy. Bottom line is that the email workaround option provides its own security risks and will not be pursued. That's according to the latest update. What I just read you, as far as providing the information online, not going to work. This leaves the customer with the option of enrolling themselves into Compass online, go to a regional office center or a license agent. Our IT director indicated that all other states require anglers to provide Social Security numbers at a sports license agent location. So here's what was going to happen. They were going to contact you by email. Well, now you need to go online and register your Social Security. I know it's confusing, okay? What I just read was confusing to me a little bit. But bottom line, you either go to the license agent when you buy your license and give them your Social Security number there. To me, that's risky. Or you go enroll yourself into the Compass system online. Okay, into the Compass system and get your DNR ID and take your DNR ID to the dealer or just buy your license online. I bought my hunting license online the last couple of years. Bought my fishing license online last 3 or 4 years up until this year. It's not a difficult thing to do. Have a credit card ready and go, just like you're buying anything else online. So, let's see what else I have. I've got 4 or 5 emails on this. Customers can call our call center to enroll in the Compass and buy their license by a live operator telephone call. The one thing to stress is that the first time they give us their Social Security number, it's the only time, and no one else will be able to view it. It is stored, and Compass knows they complied. It will not have to be provided in the future years to purchase a license. And one more thing, there's no additional fees for buying licenses or enrolling in Compass via online or telephone. No convenience fee when they go live with the Compass system. I hope I made that clear as mud to you. If you have any questions, give me a call. I'll try and muddy it even further. Bottom line, Bottom line, in the future, you're going to need to provide your Social Security number to purchase a hunting or fishing license. Fishing is rolling it out first. So, that brings us to Clyde Sports Shop. It's time for their fishing season 10-day sale. Starts today through March 11th. You can own a new Shakespeare rod or reel or a fine Pfluger fishing reel at the best prices of the year. Now, Clyde Sports Shop on Hammonds Ferry Road is your hometown fishing headquarters since 1957. I want you to check out these specials. A Shakespeare Tidewater trolling rod with a roller tip and gimbal, just $39.95. I stopped by Clyde's the other day, as a matter of fact. I put some nice fresh line on my spinning reel, and I paid full price. Yes, indeed. But you can take your empty spools in there and get your reels filled for half price of premium monofilament. So if it's, you know, 2 cents, you pay a cent. If it's 3 cents, you save a penny and a half. So you only pay a penny and a half. It's 4, 5, 6 cents. You get the point. You pay half price. Anyway, the Tidewater trolling rods with a roller tip and gimbal, just $39.95. You put a level wind Shakespeare Arsenal big water reel on there, and that just comes in at $32.95. So the famous Shakespeare ugly stick rods from Ultralight to Surf Rods are all on sale. The Pfluger Try-On spinning and bait casting reels are specially priced, too. The little tiny Try-On GX micro reel, just in time for trout season or perch season, just $39.95. And the Try-On LP bait cast reel is now just $99.99. Again, take your reels and fill them up with fresh line. And you know what? The Spectra half price. The Spectra Power Pro line from 15 to 100-pound test is on sale for only 10 cents a yard. During the sale, you can also save big, big, big money on pen reels from the GTI to the 220 GTO to the 330 LD. Gear up for fishing season at Clyde Sports Shop 10-day sale, which is really 9 days, March 3rd through March 11th. Starts today through March 11th. If you fish, stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sports Shop, over 50 years of serving Maryland's sportsmen. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, you know what? It's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Yep, you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, maybe even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, or you can visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's right. Go online, www.dnr.maryland.gov, and check it all out. There have been a lot of people catch citation fish already. A lot of people, really. And striped bass coming up soon. Woo, baby. Are you feeling lucky?
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Make them be watermen.
Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Fisheries biologists.
They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
Wildlife damage control.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold.
Buffalo hunters.
Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him,
and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. All right, let's talk to, let's see, who's Bernie in White Marsh. Good morning, Bernie.
Yeah, how old you got to be before you don't have to buy a license?
Let's see. I think you have to assume room temperature there, Bernie.
You got to what?
I think you have to assume room temperature.
Room temperature.
Yeah.
That's dying.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said that you could go get a fishing license at 77 and you wouldn't have to pay for it. They'll give them to you.
77? I don't know. I have to look that one up, Bernie.
I heard that they don't have to, there's an age that you don't have to pay for it. But if it's true, why can't they just go on your driver's license instead of all that paperwork and all that?
You know what, buddy? They have done that. And they used to be able to read your driver's license, and then they went and changed the code, the electronic code on your driver's license, and the old coin machines couldn't scan them anymore. So,
it may be that the wardens can't read.
I have a sneaking suspicion it has everything to do with once you register, they want to be able to, make it easier for people to purchase their licenses online with the DNR ID.
I ain't seen them. I'm 77 years old, and I ain't seen them do nothing to make it easy on nobody yet.
Yeah, well.
And not only that, it used to be years ago you could go dip a few herring in that. You can't dip now anymore, and in Alaska they can...
They've closed the herring season down altogether.
Altogether.
Yeah, there is no harvest on river herring this year. Done.
That they can catch them by the tons in Alaska.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't.
Well, if you watch TV, they got these big nets they pull out in the water.
Yeah.
And bring them up by the truckload.
Mm. I don't watch that much TV. I watch Swamp People. They don't shoot alligators much either down there.
I watch them too.
Yeah, chew them.
Do you ever eat alligator?
I have. Yeah,
it's like chicken. It's really good.
What, alligator?
Uh huh.
Oh, I know. It's good. I was talking to a guy the other day that likes conch meat. Do you ever eat conch?
I think I ate some of it in Hawaii when I was there.
Probably, yeah. I've eaten alligator and conch down in the Keys and
raw
stuff.
Raw fish, but I don't care for none of it.
No. Especially
the
if it's still flopping.
The only thing I liked in Hawaii was the pineapples.
The pineapple? You didn't like the hula girls?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you said that was the only thing you liked was the pineapple. Well, maybe it's the same thing. I don't know.
Well, I didn't want to eat the hula girl, but I would eat the pineapples.
All right, Bernie, have a good one.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
Watch him.
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Whoa, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Wow. You hear, shoot that job before you get off. Shoot him, man. Shoot him. You don't shoot them in that right spot, it just pisses them off. But you don't get them good the first shot, you're in trouble. You're in for a ride.
Shoot them again!
Shoot! You might get away! Pump it! Woo! We got him next time!
Whoa! The top of
Get it out.
Shoot him again.
Oh, watch him. Shoot, shoot.
Diamond, you got to shoot him, Chippo.
You got to shoot him, apparently. Now, a buddy of mine lives in Mississippi. I met him on a Wyoming antelope hunt last September, and he invited me to Mississippi this spring to catch an alligator. And by golly, I'm going. I'm going to take a weekend off here. I don't know when. I don't know when the alligator season is, but my buddy Woody catches them for the Mississippi Fish and Game Department, whatever they call that down there, and he puts a radio collar on them. That sounds like something fun to do, and I'm going to try and do that, that's for sure. All right. I don't want to confuse anybody on this upcoming fishing license compass sale. They're switching over to a new system called the Compass system. It is going to require you to provide your Social Security number. There is a way you can do that online prior to taking your DNR ID to the dealer and getting your license, or you can purchase your license online. Once we get used to the system, it will be fine. You only have to give your Social Security number one time. The concern of the dealers is having to explain that to people. So I'm kind of paving the way here for the dealers who have to do this. Those of you who are listening who haven't purchased your license yet, you might want to do that this weekend and put that off till at least hunting season or at least till next fishing season. But by the end of March, the program will be hopefully going on statewide to every dealer who's laid out the money to purchase the new Compass hardware and software computer system. So, bottom line, you're going to have to give your Social Security number. You will get a DNR ID as a number you should keep in your wallet, whatever. And then when you buy your license again, all you have to do is give your DNR ID. So, am I in favor of that? Well, not really. I don't like giving out my Social Security number. There are certain cases where you have to do that. But that's the way it is in our society, unfortunately. So, if you have any comments on that, that's fine. 410-922-6680. I don't want to spend any more time on that unless you want to talk about it because there's so much going on. So much going on. Let's see. Where's all the rest of my notes here? We did that. Had a good week. I did a managed hunt for the last one for the year in Howard County. I think we took like 22 deer off of one of the county parks down there. I didn't see a deer. A lot of shooting around me, but I did not see a deer. The catch and release striped bass season went into effect on March 1st. I never will agree with that season, to be honest with you, but fishing restrict. You need to update your email, guys. But here's the current, your website. Here's the current fishing restrictions for the period March 1 through the third Friday in April. The restrictions in this section apply to the waters of the Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries that are not closed in accordance with the regulation. A person recreationally angling when using fish, crabs, or worms as bait or processed bait shall use, one, circle hooks or J-hooks with a gap of less than 1/2 inch between the point and the shank. You may not use stinger hooks, and you shall use barbless hooks while trolling. And no more than 6 lines, regardless of the number of people on board the vessel, may be used for recreationally angling from a boat when trolling. A stinger hook means any hook which trails another hook, either by direct physical attachment to the lead hook or by a connected device such as a swivel or chain, and is part of the same bait or lure. No stingers are allowed. And trolling means the method of angling which fish are attracted to a lure or bait being trailed from a boat which is being moved by mechanical power. That's it. All right. Those are the effects. That's March 1st, the catch and release season went into effect. A lot of stuff going on. today, March 3rd, CCA Maryland, annual Yellow Perch Appreciation Day family fishing event in Northeast at the town park. It's a nice day. Might be a little wet, but it's from 10 to 2. It's a partnership event with DNR's Maryland's Fishing Challenge. One Youth Award winner will be selected to come to Sandy Point on September 8th, where they will be awarded a dream fishing trip and other prizes. Today, Marty Gary will offer a presentation on Maryland's Citation Award program at Bass Pro Shops during the Spring Classic. He will do the same tomorrow, also to, as well, offer a presentation on Maryland's Citation Award program at Bass Pro Shops Spring Fishing Classic in the Arundel Mills store. So, there you go. They also have a booth at Bass Pro Shop at the Fishing Classic with an emphasis on youth fishing opportunities for the next generation weekend. That's next weekend, 10th and 11th, and the 37th annual National Capital Angling Show also on the 11th. And then on the 15th, DNR Fisheries Service biologist John Mullican will give a presentation on Potomac River muskies at Greenbrier State Park. And I hope to be fishing with John Mullican. We were supposed to go Wednesday and got rained out for walleyes and possibly muskies on the upper Potomac, but I think we're going to go this week, so I'll let you know how that worked out. Bob in Baltimore, thanks for holding on. What's up? Hello, Bob.
Yes, this is Tom.
Tom?
This is Tom.
Oh, okay. Tom, you're up.
Yes. How are you, sir? Yeah,
I'm good.
Just going to comment on the Social Security requirement.
Go for it.
On earlier.
Yeah.
You stated that it's just the way it is. And
it is. I mean, seriously, what can you and I do about it?
Well, here's the issue that I have.
And I didn't mean that facetiously or just dismissively. I mean, it is a big deal. So go ahead.
Well, I think it's important that you brought it up because so many of us feel like that. And for good reason. We're so inundated with one little thing after another that chips away, ultimately, at what our rights are. And I know this is just a small part of that, but clearly Social Security numbers were not designed for ID numbers. And we've let it slide for this and that. And the reason I think it's worth mentioning today is in an environment where so many of our rights are slowly being chipped away in this very manner, where it seems benign, but ultimately you wake up one day and laws have been broken, and it just seems like you said, that's just the way it is. And
look,
pretty soon we're going to wake up and people are going to have been complacent for so long that they're going to say, well, you know what? That certain right we had is gone, and so is this one.
Yeah.
And so is that one, and it's just the way it is.
Would you like to hear the explanation I received?
Yes, sir.
For this?
Sure.
This is to track people who may owe child support.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not surprised at all.
I mean, that was the single explanation that I received for this. I don't know where that dealer got that information,
right,
or whether it was covered in a meeting. But I did not look up the annotated code either. But if you owe the state income tax, and you do business with the state, you're not getting your check till you pay your income tax.
Right, right.
And how do they track that? How do they know that?
Well, I think that brings up...
This is how our society is. We let it get that way.
Right.
Okay? We let it get that way. We elect a... I talk to people about, hey, what do you think about the bill in Annapolis? What bill? What do you think about the law that they're trying to pass in Annapolis? What law? People have been so
complacent.
Very good. Complacent for so long that our I've talked at length on this in the past. Our just locally, our people in our General Assembly understand that they can do that. You know, do whatever they want to do. And
That's unfortunate. And you know, we've been complacent. I'm guilty of it myself. I think we all are. I like to use the better word. I think that we've, for so long, had been trusting of our elected officials.
Not only
they've taken our kindness and our trust in them for weakness and a way to oftentimes scam us. Just like you mentioned, there were ulterior motives.
Well,
here's
something else, Bob, though. Here's something else. Now, I've mentioned these online forums in the past. You know, people go in and they have a particular interest, whatever that might be, whatever their niche interest is. You know, maybe you like to read online about, left-handed terrapins. Who knows? But there's a website for that. And there's a forum discussion board for that, you know? So what do you think of the plight of the left-handed terrapins, you know? So then somebody, Joe, comments, well, I think left-handed terrapins should be taught to use their right hands. And then somebody else chimes in and says, well, that may be true, but why don't we make them ambidextrous? And then the next guy, and you know, I like eating turtles. And then the next guy says, well, let's get back to the left-handed issue. You said, and then he quotes the first guy up above, and they go on and on and on and on, and they go back and forth in these discussion boards and forums and quoting each other and attacking each other and attacking, whoever's put the, whatever might be, whatever the law is, whatever the bill is, they go after that. Then they go after the department. Then they go after the governor. Then they go after the... And it's all online, and it's all back and forth, and it's all the same six people.
And I don't doubt that a lot of these small...
Hold on. Let me finish.
Let me finish.
If there is a... I'm a member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I'm a member of Ducks Unlimited. I'm a member of the Quality Deer Management Association. There's probably a couple other ones that I'm a member of. Do you know I haven't gotten one alert from any of the conservation organizations about any of the bills that have been introduced in the General Assembly? Why is that?
I would imagine either they haven't been updated by the representatives or they're so inundated by all of the new legislation as if we need more laws.
We don't. But the point I'm making is when you have a bill that's introduced that raises the hunting licenses by a significant amount, which this bill does, and we've discussed it here, don't you think that the conservation organizations within the state should notify their members? That there should be somebody on top of that? Especially if members of those organizations sit on the board of organizations like the Maryland Sportsman's Foundation.
Well, if I could leave you with this, I think it would be a wonderful way to alleviate and solve many of these problems that come up. I, for my entire career working as a public servant for the city of Baltimore, carried around not only a copy of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but also a law enforcement officer's guide to the Constitution and how it's applied to the general public and the daily activities of law enforcement.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a law where our elected officials were required to carry with them and to be cognizant and well-read of two books only, a book that clearly talks about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and another one such as what I had, and I don't know if any publishing house makes one, but a book that would give the general elected official an idea on how to look at new legislation in light of the Constitution. They would know right away whether or not it's something that should even be entertained if it's in violation of the Constitution.
Bob, I agree with you. That would be a tremendous idea. Unfortunately, in our society, as we mentioned here earlier, regarding your Social Security number and you know how sacred that used to be, the Constitution doesn't seem to matter much anymore.
In so many areas, you're absolutely right. It's sad, you know, and if we don't fight to hold on to it, we're going to lose it. And at the end of the day, we'll only have ourselves to blame.
True. Thanks for your call, Bob.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me see if I can find this email that I got. And you'll understand a little bit more how things happen here. Give me a second, and I'll find it. 410-922-6680. I'm sorry that whoever called couldn't hold on. It was only a couple of minutes. If you have an important point to make, please hang on long enough to make it. We will give you your due. Well. Here it is. All right. This is a email that went out to a number of sportsmen from the foundation, and that would be the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Foundation, and people who are involved in organizations, as I mentioned, some of them got this and did not feel compelled to forward it to their members. Fellow sportsmen, DNR is proposing a hunting license fee increase for consideration by the 2012 session of the Maryland General Assembly. As of this morning, okay, this was 27th, I believe, the bill has not been introduced. Its delay is attributed to the backlog of bills still being processed by the General Assembly's bill drafting unit within the Department of Legislative Services. But the bill could be out this evening at 8 p.m. session or tomorrow, meaning any time actually, but definitely this week. When the bill is introduced, it will be in the House and automatically referred to the House Rules Committee because we're beyond the February 10th bill introduction date, a means of controlling the flow of bills. So those bills introduced after this date have one more hurdle to overcome, and that's the Rules Committee. The House Rules Committee, like the Senate Rules Committee, meets and deliberates at its own pace. Here's what I think could happen with the anticipated hunting license fee increase. And here's the procedure. Listen carefully. The Rules Committee will meet this Friday, March 2nd, and report the bill to the House floor on Monday, March 5th, where the House Speaker will refer the bill to the House Environmental Matters Committee. Likely, the House Environmental Matters Committee will then schedule the bill either at the end of the week, March 8th or 9th, but more likely sometime during the week of March 12th through the 16th. Definitely a time squeeze because the crossover date, the date by which the Senate and the House agree to pass over those bills they respectively want passed, is March 26th. But again, this is an artificial date intended to facilitate process. What do you think of that? Did you get that, Brian? Did you follow that all the way through? What committee refers it to another committee? They refer it to the House, they refer it to the Senate, they refer it to this guy and that guy. And you know, it's so much procedure that, you know, and my emailer says, okay, enough of the process as background and the real reason you're being contacted. So there we go. Let's talk to Bobby in Rushtown. Morning, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good, man. You?
Oh, all right.
What's up?
How are they supposed, well, I mean, when you give your Social Security number, how are they going to keep it from, you know, the fraud and stuff down on it?
Well, that's look, you give your Social Security online all the time. And, you know, you file your income taxes, you give your Social Security number if you file it online. So, you know, there are certain protections in play to keep that from happening within the Compass system. The question is how much do you trust the system?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Look at all the problems they're having now. I mean, my wife got, you know, hers was just hacked into not even a month ago.
Yeah, but again, it depends on how it was hacked into. You know, I mean, it could have been a credit card. It could have been an online purchase that she made. It could be through the company that she bought something from. You know, government.
But anytime you pass anything through the internet, or
well, I'm saying, Bobby, and what all I'm saying is that the protections are there according to what we're being told. Okay, anybody can hack anything. If somebody wanted to target the Compass system, they could do that, I'm sure. But you know, you've got a system that's working in a lot of other states. You've got a system that's allegedly protected by every possible protection for the citizens that can happen, and probably at a pretty high level. And I'm not defending it. And I agree with what you say. I'm agreeing with you 100% that your information can be hacked. I mean, you look at the bank credit cards and everything else that have been hacked, and you know, people target those. Now, are people going to target this system to hack it? I don't know.
Of course. I mean, it's the perfect way. You're going to have all of your information right there.
Well, they could. There's a lot of things that they could hack, as well as this. You know, you understand. All I can tell you is the information I have is that it's a secure system. And again, the qualifier is it's secure as it can be. And you got to, you know, if you trust that, okay. If you don't, then you don't buy a vision license. And then when you get caught, you get cited.
Nobody trusts our government anyway.
Well, it's true. I mean, I understand that. So,
all right, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. Talk to you soon. Yep. There he goes. All right. Hey, Bobby Hawkins at Bayline X of Glen Burnie was, as always, as he's always been, very generous to the Wild Turkey Federation, and his bedliner went for a nice price on the live auction last night. I was glad to see that. Now, all I have to do is find out what I wanted to say about Bayline X of Glen Burnie, but I'll find that shortly enough. Bayline X of Glen Burnie does offer the Line X spray-on bedliners for your pickup truck, but they do have a mobile unit, too, and they can come to you. And, I mean, when I say come to you, they can come to your home if you want. They can come to your business. They can come to your job site. They can come to your farm. And if you have something that you would like to have protected from the elements or from corrosion, or, for example, a trailer that you would like to have a non-slip surface applied to, well, you can contact Bayline X at Glen Burnie, and they'll come out to your place and do that. Whatever that correct mixture of Line X materials is. It's a commercial mix. It's a industrial mix. It's a residential mix. It's all different applications of product for different applications around the home and the job. And the Line X materials are environmentally friendly, too. So protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did with a, you know, Line X spray-on bedliner. Or you can prolong the life of your equipment with the Line X material, too. You can even protect your garage or your shop or your basement floor. Once that's done, whether you got it completed in wood or masonite or underlayment or cement, and they can come out and spray that floor with the new Aspartex floor coating. Pretty cool. Bayline X at Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A, or you can visit them online, baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man. Give him a call at 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199 for Bayline X of Glen Burnie. Now, more than just bedliners. Sean Mann was in here with Frank the other day in the station here. And Frank had a duck call for one of his sponsors on the morning show. And I said, well, if you want to hear how a duck call is supposed to sound, go to SeanMann.com. What? I said, just go on there. Okay? SeanMann.com. SeanMann.com. Sean Mann. What's that going to do? Frank, get on your computer, www.SeanMann.com. So he clicked it in. I said, click on products. He clicked on product. Click on duck calls. Click on duck calls. Click on timber duck calls. Clicked on that one. Okay. All right. Go down, scroll down. See there that button that says listen now. And he listened, and Sean, you know, there's the duck call, the sound of the duck call. I said, that's what your duck call is supposed to sound like. Oh, very interesting. Well, I'm telling you now what I told Frank. Go to SeanMann.com. Explore the website. You can see all the calls that are made by Sean Mann Outdoors, including the Canada Goose, the Snow Goose, the Duck Calls, and all of them right there online, and you can hear what they sound like, what they're supposed to sound like. Okay? SeanMann.com. Now, you can also call the office if you like, 800-345-4539. And if you just want to get started in goose calling, find an Eastern Shoreman goose call at a retailer or go online and find it, or call them and get yourself an Eastern Shoreman. That's the easiest one to learn how to operate. That's the easiest way to begin. The Eastern Shoreman goose call from Sean Mann Outdoors. 800-345-4539 or log on to SeanMann.com. You can find out how you can hunt in Canada or locally with Sean and the crew, or check out all the calls. SeanMann.com.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Going out to all you trollers out there.
Taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine.
Taking the line.
All right. Got this email last night. After 5 o'clock, the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee voted favorably with no amendments on Senate Bill 588, the position of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation is attached and helps explain the issue. The bill should be in the House next week where something else is going to happen. This is a letter addressed to the Honorable Joan Carter Conway, Chair of the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee. They are in support of Senate Bill 588. Senate Bill 588 speaks to personal safety while hunting deer in Western Maryland during the archery season. Section 4-203 of the Criminal Law Article, Maryland Annotated Code, authorizes the wearing, carrying, or transporting of a person of a handgun used in connection with hunting. However, DNR currently prohibits the carrying of any firearm while hunting deer during the deer archery season. Senate Bill 588 would allow hunters in Western Maryland Region A to carry a handgun under the authorization set forth in 4-203 and pursuant to the regulations promulgated by DNR only while archery hunting for deer in Western Maryland. The issue at hand stems from concerned sportsmen who know Western Maryland best. Western Maryland is bear country, and bear dine on deer. To the Foundation's knowledge, there have been no documented bear attacks on hunters in Western Maryland, but black bears have been known to stalk, attack, and kill humans. Hence, the concern and purpose of Senate Bill 588, it only takes once. It would be an imaginative stretch to think that such authorization would encourage bad behavior among sportsmen, meaning they would use the handgun to harvest deer during the archery season or purposely kill a black bear in the name of self-defense. Sportsmen are conservation-minded. It's most likely the same sportsmen who hunt with bow also use firearms in the pursuit of deer and bear during their respective hunting seasons. Protecting oneself against a potential bear attack afield is simply a matter of survival. So the SB 588 has moved forward into the full House of Delegates. So there you go. Next week. Didn't know that, did you? All right.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
All right, we're back. One more thing.
Lion hunting by wildlife officials spurs ouster calls. Okay? Democratic lawmakers in California are seeking to remove the president of the state's Fish and Game Commission after a photo surfaced of him posing with the carcass of a mountain lion he recently killed on a hunt in Idaho. Hunting mountain lions is legal in Idaho, but not in California. Daniel Richards was appointed to the part-time job in 2008 by then-Republican, and that's when he was a Republican, maybe, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, should step down because his kill conflicts with the ban on mountain lion hunting in California passed by voters in 1990. California Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, you know him, said. A resolution to remove Mr. Richards was being drafted in a Democrat-controlled assembly on Thursday and could be acted on by next week, said Paola Avila, a spokeswoman for Assemblyman Ben Hueso. While California governors appoint fish and game commissioners, the legislature has power to remove them on a simple majority vote. Mr. Richards declined to comment for this article in a letter he sent Tuesday to Mr. Hueso. Released by the lawmaker's office, Mr. Richards wrote, "I will continue to hunt and fish wherever I please. There's zero chance that I would consider resigning my position." And here's a nice big fat picture of him, Mr. Richards, with a big fat mountain lion that he legally killed in Idaho. And I say good for him. Screw you, California. Screw you and your anti-mountain lion hunting ban. And screw you for those who want to kick this guy out of office for legally hunting mountain lions wherever the hell he wants. That's the way I feel about it. See you next hour.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for